COVID-related products, including computing equipment for home working, has accounted for the majority of China's year-on-year export growth in each month since June. Eitan Bookman of Freightos, an online marketplace, reports that ocean freight prices are surging for routes between America and Southeast Asia, partly because of near-frantic e-commerce offerings by small businesses. Policymakers have played a pivotal role in the trade revival. Monetary and fiscal firepower was bigger and faster than trade experts had expected. Central bank liquidity measures kept trade finance flowing better than it did during the financial crisis, says Jennifer McCohen of Capital Economics, a research outfit. Although the trade performance is cause for relief, no one should declare victory yet. A second wave of lockdowns or overhasty efforts to curtail economic stimulus could derail the recovery. The value of exports from South Korea dipped in August relative to July, as did those of China after adjusting for an artificially depressed base in 2019. Robert Koopman, chief economist of the World Trade Organization, which oversees global trade, doubts there will be a sustained V-shaped recovery. Overlaying this is a concern about the lingering unevenness of trade. Brad Setzer of the Council on Foreign Relations, an American think tank, says that the trade slump has shrunk the gap between most countries' imports and exports, reducing imbalances. Yet there have been two standout exceptions. The first is China, whose rapid reopening has sent its exports of goods surging to a level last seen before the Sino-American trade war, almost $60 billion higher than imports in August. The second is America, whose policies to stoke demand have had the side effect of causing its trade deficit to increase further, to around $80 billion in July. The imbalance is ominous. Although the so-called Phase 1 trade deal between America and China was meant to prop up American exports to China, so far it has disappointed. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is haranguing China ahead of elections in November. Trade may not have performed as badly as many feared, but it still has an alarming ability to pack a Thurman-esque punch.